Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. The Norman C. Francis Leadership Institute was founded in 2012 to educate and prepare professional men and women for consequential civic engagement and purposeful social responsibility. It was inspired by the life and career of Xavier President Norman C. Francis. Their core principles are nonpartisan and directed towards advancing leadership skills that encompass cultural intelligence, spiritual enlightenment, and a steadfast moral compass. And it's our privilege to have one of the honorees of this organization, Tanya Tetlow, the president of Loyola University New Orleans. And we're going to talk about what is leadership. Is leadership, it's an extremely hot topic right now. Is it something that can be taught, or is it just something that a person is gifted with? Tanya Tetlow, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tanya, well, let me first say congratulations for being this year's Fellow of the Year award. And this is a leadership development program that you went through. Can you tell us about it?
It was a wonderful bringing together of about 20 people from the community, many of whom you would know. And they brought down a national expert in leadership training from Harvard. And we met about once a month for half a year and learned a lot from each other and from the program.
I was looking at your CV, very, very impressive to say the least, and now you are leading Loyola University. Universities are difficult organizations, difficult corporations, so to speak. Right. Tell us about your experience.
Every day is an adventure and a challenge. You know, you deal with all these different constituencies, from the students and their adolescent idealism to alumni and faculty who are brilliant experts at all sorts of things and have opinions on everything. And it is an industry that's really being disrupted right now. So it's a moment we have to be innovative and nimble and change.
There's probably a day that doesn't go by where a university somewhere in this country is mentioned, whether it's about tuition cost or this or this scandal that's going on. This, I think, is the ripe culture, the ripe environment for leadership and leadership skills to be exhibited across the spectrum of this kind of silo of businesses across the country.
It's true, and one thing the Institute really stressed with us is that it's not enough to just have technical skill, to play it safe and be popular. That's not the point. You have to know why you're leading and what your values are, and you need to have courage and be willing to take risks.
You obviously were called upon to take the reins, the first lay president, I may add, of Loyola University,
right,
which is quite the honor. Also, a phenomenal female leader. Do you feel pressure?
I think it's a real opportunity to make that transition to lay leadership, to make sure that people understand that the carrying forward the mission is not something we just ask of the Jesuit priests at the university, that it's something that each of us needs to do well. And so I think of this as a bridge to remind people of that. But yes, it is a really big responsibility. This is a Jesuit Catholic institution, and we need to keep that precious identity very strong.
So not only first lay, but first female. And as you look across this country, it is something that has been predominantly dominated by males. Your reaction to that?
It definitely changes the way people see a university president if they come to college and are used to having me here. And I think that's an exciting opportunity for the young women here, but also the young men. And they tell me that every day. And I think we know that we're not leaving half the talent on the table when we have everyone at the table.
So when you look at the challenges of universities across the country, what do you see as the most pressing challenge that university presidents are facing today?
Well, in a word, money. Right now, we're in a demographic dip. There are just fewer college-age students coming to universities, and so we're all competing with each other. And it is a challenge that for an industry that has resisted change for about 1,000 years, we are all needing to do things differently and to prove the return on investment of a college degree to show that we can keep up with changing global economies and really matter to students' lives.
When we talk about leadership and this notion, or not notion, but what I refer to as credible leadership of being able to make those difficult right decisions as opposed to some maybe easy wrong decisions, talk about that if you would for a moment.
Well, sometimes you know what the right decision is, you just know that it'll be hard. And my uncle is a Jesuit, helped me remember that one time recently, that, you know, the answer is clear. The issue is just strategy of how to carry it out. But sometimes it's really difficult to know the right decision. And I think we need to be comfortable in knowing our values and living with integrity, and that leadership is about constantly juggling with those moral issues and trying to get the right answer, not just taking the easy way out.
Is this something that there's a stream of this educational process that Loyola is interested in bringing into all of the silos of education that they offer at the university?
Well, this is the Norman Francis Leadership Institute is offered out of Xavier.
Right.
And has made an enormous difference locally. And I was inspired by that to launch a Women's Leadership Academy, which we've started at Loyola. And we are looking at ways to do more of bringing the message of how to have the strategic skill you need to lead. And leading is something that we each have the opportunity to do. You don't have to be the boss to be called upon to lead. And that we have the real moral impetus to lead in a way that matters. Not just about being technically good, but to really make a difference in the world.
Do you know, one of the things that I've always recognized in what I would call good, credible leaders is that they thought about legacy, how they were going to be remembered, how the institution that they were leading was going to be remembered. And I say this often on this show, the entity's interest always outweighs the individual's. Your thoughts?
Right. No, it's really true. When I started this job, I told the board that their loyalty needed to be to Loyola, not to me, that we are about making the decisions that our grandchildren will be proud of and thinking in the long term. And one of the things that's been difficult, I think, in corporate America is the requirement that you maximize shareholder value sometimes requires companies to think quarter to quarter and make decisions that look at the short term and not think in the long term. And there was a long report from a bunch of CEOs recently making the point that we have to start shifting that.
A wise man once told me that short-term decisions will get you in nothing but trouble.
Very true.
It's something, you know, it's funny, though, because it's something that a lot of people just miss. They're just moving from one short-term decision to another, never really achieving or attaining their mission or their vision or of the, you know, the culture of the organization.
Well, that's one thing I loved about the Leadership Institute was that time to step back and ask those fundamental questions, because it's very easy in day-to-day life to not have time for that.
Yeah. Also, the Leadership Awards for Excellence that are being given by the Norman C. Francis Leadership Institute this year, quite the collection of individuals: Dean Bakke, native New Orleanian and executive editor-in-chief of the New York Times; Walter Isaacson, native New Orleanian. He's renowned, you know, his time spent at Time Magazine as an editor there, as well as CEO of CNN and the Aspen Institute. And our own Monty Williams, who was here for a while, the former NBA player and head coach of the New Orleans Hornets Pelicans. He's now with the Phoenix Suns, and he also was the assistant coach of the 2016 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team as well. You're right there with quite the group.
I have no idea how. I'm very humbled to be in this group. But I will say, on behalf of Loyola,
humble,
one of the things we're proudest of is having launched WWL Radio in the 1920s, which stands for Worldwide Loyola.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And tickets for this, there's a fundraising concert, I think, that's coming up, and it'll be September 21st from 6 to 9 at the New Orleans Jazz Market. There are tickets available for that. It sounds like quite the event. Just want to say congratulations to you. I mean, I've kind of followed your career. Very, very proud of Loyola for naming a lay president and a woman to boot. And because I really think that women bring a very interesting dynamic and perspective to these positions. Sometimes we think that these are easy decisions, but they're not always easy decisions when you're thinking about the institutional history of these organizations, that it's hard to kind of break with tradition sometimes.
It was a leap of faith, and I try every day to live up to it.
Absolutely, and I know you'll be very successful. And there are a lot of good things happening at Loyola in the short time that you've been there.
Yeah, our admissions were up 10% this year. We brought in a class from 46 different states from across the country, and we're still proudly almost half local. So,
and one of the most diverse incoming classes in the history of Loyola, if my memory serves me correct.
That's right. We're
I do follow you.
Yes, I'm impressed.
And which is good for the city too. I mean, it's good for the national recognition and reputation and everything. And folks don't realize. And if you would just touch on this for one moment, the economic impact of a university to kind of the microeconomy here in New Orleans.
It's huge. I mean, collectively we employ almost 10,000 people directly, but we also bring in students, the best and the brightest, from all over the country. And equally important, we allow our best and brightest to stay here for college and keep them. And we spin off patents and technology and innovation, the hospital corridor. There's so much that universities do to attract industry. To really have a truly great urban economy, you need very strong universities.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Loyola University President Tanya Tetlow receiving the Norman C. Francis Leadership Fellow of the Year Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.